waiting for it. I'm waiting for the intro music.
This is the intro music. This is what you get. It's just silence. Yeah, you're welcome. I wrote it myself, just like my act. And it's the same silence, so it's great. It's going really
silence.
Well. Guys, what's up? It's Date Fails. We're streaming live today. This is so exciting. I never stream live. Because
Where do we look?
Wherever. We're on all the cameras. We're on both cameras. We're only on one camera. Listen, I don't know.
Is
I'm not very
professional. Is there a camera under the table at our crotches?
That's just at my house.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
In my living room, the coffee table. There's also a dick on my coffee table. Wait, this is actually real.
I feel like that's not surprising to me. Like, I feel like you would have dicks, you like
just
everywhere.
Random dicks. By the way,
like,
guys,
it would be like art dicks.
It's art deco.
Yeah.
Like art deco, but
yeah,
with dicks.
Like you would just have like a beautiful statue of one.
Thank you.
In your foyer.
Well, I have a lot of fake ones to accommodate for how few real ones. Can I just tell you, first of all, let me introduce my very good friend who is absolutely hilarious. Comedian, Viner, Snapchatter,
Vine's
podcaster.
Vine's dead.
Dana Moon. Maybe the only person who shows her ass on social media more than I do. So you should definitely follow Dana.
You should follow me right now.
If you want to see butt cheeks and funny jokes. This is your bitch.
I'm your
right
girl.
Here.
I'm your girl.
I think that you should do what I did. I wrote fuck Trump on my butt cheeks and I tweeted it. And
yes.
I think we should start a movement of just people writing fuck Trump
on their butt.
On their butt. It's classy and that's why I did it.
Is it classy?
No.
What do your parents think of when you show your butt?
Oh, my mom.
What do you get from them?
First of all, it's creepy as fuck because my dad leaves comments on things.
No.
Yes. But what my dad does is he comments back. I told my dad he's never allowed to, like, say who he is. And he's not allowed to at people because I don't want him instigating. But he does leave comments on my social media about other people's comments. Like when someone leaves something rude that pisses him off.
Oh, he's protecting you.
He's like defensive. But my
That's
dad
cute.
Is. Yeah. But he's like a total stoner and he's drunk most of the time. And it's just creepy, honestly.
So he sounds like every guy I date.
You and me.
Is your dad single?
Oh, God. No. No. First of all, he's not single.
Can you set me up with your dad?
Absolutely not. You
I
don't
love
want
dads.
Him. He has the cutest beer gut. He's like tall and thin with a huge gut.
He has dad belly.
He has total dad belly. He has alcoholic belly is what he has.
Ooh, it's like hard. The stomach's like hard.
It is. Yeah. It's like a fetus inside.
Yeah.
Of beer. A beer
My dad
fetus.
Had that.
Really?
My dad had he was like all in shape and then a hard belly.
And then he had the beer fetus.
Yeah.
So the dick thing, check this out.
Yes, a dick on your nightstand.
Well,
where is it?
I have two. I have one on the coffee table that's like a conversation piece, actually. But the reason I have it is because I host this show on the Playboy channel, right? And we explore weird sex things. And one of the things we did this season is we went to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I got to go to a build your own dildo workshop.
What?
I swear to God, you mold one.
That sounds amazing.
It was. I put my name on the side of the penis, just like I do with real, you know, dicks that
can
I'm
you
involved
use it
with
on you
you can but I haven't because I just feel like it doesn't feel like the same quality as like the ones you buy you know what I mean at the store so I don't want to mess it up but it has my name on it and it's pretty cute it's very girthy it's wide but I keep it on the coffee table
what color is it
I made it like okay it turned out Pepto-Bismol pink it was supposed to be
Ooh.
Like fuchsia it's like the color of a real like Irish dick
I don't think dicks are pink. I've never seen a pink dick.
Well, I haven't seen that many. I
really?
Feel, yeah. You know, I haven't. I can still count the number of guys I've slept with. It's under 20.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Under 20.
That yeah. makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So what's going on with you? Are you single right now?
Single.
I'm so sad that your roommate didn't come because...
Josh?
Yeah, okay.
Josh, so... He cockblocks me. Also, I cockblock myself.
Does he really cockblock you? We need to explain the roommate dynamic that you have with Josh. Because, okay.
Oh, it's so weird.
She lives with a comedian. His name is Josh Nassar. He's funny. He's crazy as fuck. Would you say? Like, maybe the most manic
crazy
person I've ever met.
Fuck.
Crazy. He's cute, though. Like, he is cute. Like, if I met him at a bar, I'd give him a shot.
I love the story between you and Josh when you first met because... He followed you.
He did. He followed me to Saddle Ranch.
But you guys still argue about you inviting him.
I did not invite him.
And him asking another comic to be with other comics. So I just think that that's funny that that's still a debate of how you guys first met.
Actually, I came to the Comedy Store with a couple of friends and I was performing. And back then I was like literally performing in like hot outfits. Like I think I had on cut off shorts like I have on now.
What you're wearing right now.
Yeah, but I looked way more like
Kate's
I did my
nipples.
Hair.
She's nipple tassels that are bedazzled. She's not even wearing a top. She's like, I was casual back then.
I was like, people don't strip in the belly room. I thought you had to show your belly in the belly room. But so Josh, I walked up and of course immediately Josh goes, are you a comedian? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God, how do I not know you? We have to date. It was literally like that fast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm here with some friends. We started talking. And then I told him we were going over to Saddle Ranch.
And then he showed up.
And then he showed up at Saddle Ranch.
He's like, I remember him talking about you. And he's like, she's so hot. Da, da, da. Like,
but he hits so on you. Every female comic. Wouldn't you say Josh is like, tries with every... Josh wants a comedian girlfriend. That's why I thought you guys would end up together.
I don't think he wants a comedian girlfriend.
You don't? Because
no.
When he asked me, are you a comic? I expected, because I asked guys this, like, I met, oh my God, Dana, you have to see this guy. I met the hottest guy at the Comedy Store the other night. And I was like, please, for the love of Jesus, tell me you're not a comic.
Don't be a comic. Don't be a comic.
He's been doing stand-up for a month, so I think he's still fuckable. I think he's still fuckable. He's not really a comic
Honestly,
yet.
Honestly, like that, I'm such an asshole, but like when someone's like, they just started comedy, like a hot dude. I'm just immediately like, because I know I wasn't funny when I was a month in doing stand-up.
Well, no one is.
And I'm just like, ugh.
I know. I'm sure he's not funny.
I get so grossed
out. I know.
And
you're right. It's such a bummer, though. You can't, because when you meet them and they're just starting out, there's this awkwardness of like, if you do date them, half the conversation is like, so how do you get on these shows? How did you get on the show? Yeah, you're right. We can't. He's so hot, though. And so when I asked him if he was a comic, and he said, yes, I was disappointed, whereas that's what I thought was going to happen when Josh asked me if I was a comic. I thought he was going to be like, oh, bummer. But instead he was like, great.
Yeah, let's go do road gigs.
But so you guys live together.
We live together. I'm actually getting my own place.
You
September
are?
1st.
You're moving out of the...
If anybody wants... if like, anyone anybody wants out there, I'm here. So,
a
like,
roommate.
I'll move in with... literally anyone.
But for the longest time, I was convinced you guys were together.
Everybody is.
It. But you guys never hooked up?
No.
Even made out?
No.
Do you guys cuddle?
We did. But it was like a, it wasn't like a sexual cuddle.
It was just like a platonic friend cuddle.
And yeah.
Like I did that
hug
sometimes.
That we're like lying down and then he gets kind of like lovey and then, but it's just interesting because I feel like our friendship has blocked me off romantically.
How so? Does he really cock block you?
I think it's just like, I get this validation from a guy in a way that I'm not seeking it. Like emotionally and mentally, like he's like a boyfriend to me.
He really,
slash husband slash brother.
He's more like a husband because you guys don't fuck.
He's a husband. Exactly.
Although you do cuddle, so then that takes away.
Husband wife cuddle.
No.
But you know what? It is more like a husband because we share a living space.
Yeah. And you guys create stuff together. You did a podcast together. You're very funny together. You vine together all the time.
Thank you. Yeah. We make ridiculous videos. We do like man on the street stuff.
Yeah. So you have like a dream relationship just without the sex. Yeah.
But also it's like, I just think I would need somebody to date that isn't so like up and down and so like, you know what I mean?
He's a little bipolar-y.
Yeah.
But in a great way, Josh. And hilarious.
In a good way, yeah.
But let me ask you this, like.
I just get messages from Josh right now, like, stop talking
about
me. I know,
he's gonna be like, shut the fuck up. Josh was supposed to be on today, but he's having like an emergency medical procedure. So Josh, we love you and I hope you're fine.
Botox.
Yeah.
He's getting Botox.
That's what I call it too. I call it an emergency Botox. But let me ask you this. I was out the other night, okay? I went to a club. I went to a fucking...
You went to the club?
I went to One Oak.
Went to the club.
Can you picture me at a... Like, first of all, this is like me trying to look sexy. Is wearing like
sexy.
Cut-off shorts and a tank top.
That's sexy.
Well, thanks, but you can't wear this to like an LA club,
right? You wore that?
Well, no. So I'm going to One Oak. I go home and put on like a hot dress.
Yeah.
Then I get there and I realize that in LA, girls go to the club and whatever the fuck. There were girls dressed like this. I could have gone to the club like this if I put on just like some dope accessories.
Everyone's wearing like overalls.
For real. But so check this out. So I hit up this guy who I've flirted with a little bit, but we've never hooked up. And he used to be a manager there. So he's like very hooked up there. So I was like, oh, he'll be a fun person to club with because it'll, you know, everything will be taken care of.
So you went with, he's the manager of the club.
He used to be. He manages a different club now, but he used to manage there.
So did you guys get them bottles though?
Well, that's the thing. We did. So I go there. We have the best time. We party. We went to an after party. Then after the after party, he starts trying to hook up. Right?
Yeah, of course.
And he's hot.
Yeah.
Why didn't I? This is the thing. He's very, very close friends with one of my very best guy friends, Jackson McQueen, who's this black dude who's super hot.
Who has hot friends.
Hot as fuck, who I play tennis with all the time.
And he has hot friends.
Yeah, and Jackson and I are really good friends.
Wait, what?
We've never hooked
That's
up.
That's perfect.
I know, but what happened is, in the moment, I suddenly was like, I can't hook up with you because you're such good friends with Jackson. It stopped me from doing it. And it made me totally have a moment where I was like, why will I not hook up with one of Jackson's friends? It made me in my head be like, do
you like him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jackson, if you're watching, she won't fuck.
Like, no, I even text Jackson the next day and I go, hey, your boy tried to hook up with me last night and I couldn't do it because you guys are such good friends.
What did he say?
He said, well, you're a grown up. You can hook up with whoever you want. And I was like, I know, but I felt weird about it. And I swear to God, I don't think, like, it made me reassess my whole relationship with him. I was like, does that mean I have feelings for him? Does that, I just, in my mind, I'm like, what if one day down the road, I fall in love with Jackson, and then he doesn't want to date me because I banged his friend?
I think that the best relationships start with friendships.
Right. Like you and Josh, that's the question.
The last guy that I dated, no, for real, the last guy that I dated, that I was with, but not, I didn't have the title. We were friends first.
Yeah.
And, I just found out today, by the way, that he is moving to San Francisco to be with his girlfriend. Now, okay, 2 months ago when things ended, we were together.
Just 2 months ago?
2 months ago, we were together and I was like, we were exclusive, not seeing anybody else. Together. And then he started traveling a lot for work and I got insecure, obviously. And
sure.
I was like, I just like, I know I want to be with you. I don't want to be with anybody else. So can we be in a relationship? And he's like, I'm not ready for that.
Wait, so you were exclusively dating. You knew for sure?
Yes.
How did you know if you'd never had that talk?
We did have that talk that we were exclusive.
Oh.
But we didn't have a title.
See, I
the
don't
title
get
fucks
it.
Everything
the title
up.
Fucks it. Can I tell you something? The last guy I was like dating, like kind of seriously dating, we didn't have a title on it either, but we were hanging out like two nights a week. We were texting or talking every day. I mean, I don't know.
Two nights a week is a lot for LA too.
Right. And he might have been sleeping with other people, but like, you know, if he was, it couldn't have been that often because we were like so in contact. Like I knew when he was at work. I knew. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to bring it up because I wasn't really seeing other people anymore.
And how long was this going on for?
We had been dating like that for like 3 or 4 months when I brought it up.
Oh, that's a long time.
It's a while, right? Well, I was waiting because you know what? I never.
I think mine was like not even two though.
Really? I never bring it up because I know the label fucks things, but in this one scenario, I felt like I had to bring it up because some of his friends were starting to hit on me and some of my friends were hitting on him. And it just got to the point where no one knew we were really dating. And I was like, can we just be a thing? And then when I said that, when I tell you, he pulled away like a fucking ghost, like gone. Like he'll still hit me up to hook up.
So he's emotionally unavailable. That's what that is.
But I'm really attracted to emotionally unavailable men.
Because you're emotionally unavailable.
I know. It's great.
I'm literally struggling with the same thing.
I think like, everybody is now. I think there's something about our generation. Like, who do you know that...
You get scared.
I'm scared of rejection and I'm scared of abandonment. And so I push away anyone that's like obviously super into me and wants to be with me. I push them away.
Mm-hmm. And then the people that aren't you try to run after.
Chase.
Yeah.
Chase. So, but you know what my new thing is I started doing? You should do this.
Loving yourself.
Oh, well, unless you count masturbating, I'm not very good at that.
Masturbating's loving yourself.
Okay, then yes, I did that today for I actually think I have a problem.
For 3 hours.
Do you ever masturbate for so long that you think you're addicted?
Yeah. Well, I go through like periods of watching a lot of porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it like the whole day and then I'll feel really ashamed.
Really?
And then I'll have to tell somebody. And then I'll have to tell people what I watch because I get so ashamed that I feel like telling somebody makes it okay.
I texted Nicole Amy Schreiber today.
It's not okay.
I texted Nicole today and I go, dude, I've been masturbating for 2 hours.
Nicole's like, me and you. I think that's all she does.
5 minutes later, she posted a photo of her vibrator on Instagram.
She has a box of vibrators.
So do I.
And no, but they're all like expensive. Like she like invests
money.
Does
she get them free?
No. Oh. I think she's just like, this is what I'm into.
Well, she also admitted on here that she hasn't had sex in a year. I mean, you got to have a few vibrators if you're not having sex.
Wait, what?
A year.
No.
What's the longest you've ever gone?
No more than a year.
You've gone a year, though?
I've gone a year. I was pretty screwed up after my first big breakup of 5 years, and I didn't sleep with anybody or...
When was that?
That was like 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
So have you been in a serious relationship since then?
No.
Me neither.
Only serious relationship.
I think that LA.
5 years.
It's because you're in LA. You'll never find one.
Thank you, Kate. So morbid.
Do you want one?
You'll never be with anybody ever.
I mean, in LA, it's like almost impossible. And I keep going back to ask, do you go back to guys that you shouldn't be with?
I kind of. I don't know. I reach out.
That's what I do.
I put the vibes out.
You send a text?
Send a text.
Is it like...
And then they write, who this? Because they deleted you, and you're like, shit.
At least they didn't block you. You know, I've started having to...
Oh, no, that's the worst.
I block guys. I block their number to keep me from texting them.
Yeah, I'll erase their number in my phone.
Yeah.
If they really hurt me. And then I'll block them on everything.
Me too.
And then I'll go back and unblock and look.
I block them on everything, and then I go, God damn it, why did I block them? Now they don't see, like, how great I'm doing, and they don't, like, see my photo and get, like, jealous. Like, after I block them, I always regret blocking them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for me, I have to block guys. I have to block guys that I'm dating also, because what happens is I start to consider them in, like, my tweets and my Instagrams.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
Like, something will happen the night when you're with them and you think of a funny joke and you're like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, or I'll just, like, I'll be talking to someone else and something funny will happen and I'll want to, like, tweet that text. But then I'll be like, oh, this other guy I'm dating is going to see that text and then he's going to know I'm talking to some other guy and it's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Most normal people don't tweet, like, their funny, flirty conversations they're having.
Yeah.
But we do.
Yeah. I wanted to finish telling you about this last dude.
Please.
So this is something I just found out today. So that's why when I came in, I was kind of like, I was like kind of down. Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Do you need drugs? Just like Adderall?
Yes. Okay. Will it make me skinny?
It will.
Yes, definitely. So he couldn't have the title, right?
Yeah.
That was the thing because he was just engaged, I guess, like whatever. Like he was engaged like 6 months ago. He was still getting over that and he couldn't do the whole like title thing or whatever, which is fine. But I was like, I don't want to continue like putting like
time and effort into it.
Yeah. And, like, my feelings keep growing for you. Like every time we hang out more,
of course.
My emotions are getting like running high. Like I don't want to, you know, see where this is going and see maybe down the road if you're ready. And then like kind of not be like, that would really suck. So I was like, and so he couldn't do that. So then I ended it. So, I mean, whatever, maybe I broke it off. But, like, now he's in a relationship and he's moving to a different city to be with her. And we have a mutual friend. And I'm going to probably end up seeing
poor
him.
Poor Dana.
We have a mutual friend and she has a birthday party. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. And I'm like, I love you, but I can't.
Don't go.
It's a really good
friend. Don't put yourself into that
position. It's a very good friend.
Well, then you know what you need to do? You need to go with, like, the hottest guy ever.
I was
need
thinking
to.
That.
Guys,
this
if you're
is like
watching,
a rom com where Drew Barrymore, right?
You need to start. It's like you a need rom-com. To go with like a legit, like a famous actor or an NFL football player, someone that's going to make this guy be like, oh, fuck. Like, you need to take someone.
In his head, apparently, I broke it up with him.
Well, if you gave him an ultimatum, like, can we be together or not? And he was like, not, then you kind of ended it. But, I mean, you did. You know what? I'm proud.
It just makes me feel, I'm just like, I have issues. Like, no, I know
you
I have
don't.
Issues.
No, you don't. When guys say that they're not ready for a relationship, it means they don't want one with you. Because any guy that meets the girl that
yes.
he's like, crazy about,
this, okay.
they want her.
Yes. Yeah. This made me realize that I yes. was like, so you didn't want a relationship with me, but because I wasn't right for you. So,
right.
And that's fine. But don't give me this fucking runaround.
Just tell the truth. I say
tell
it
the
every
truth.
Week on this show. Tell yeah. the fucking truth. That's it. It's so much better for, like, when guys hit me up that I'm not interested in, it's mean. But at this point, I just go, you know what? Like, I went on a date with a guy recently. I literally text him the next day when he was like, hey, let's hang again. And I go, you know what? I had a really great time with you, but I just didn't feel like any chemistry or romantic connection. So I'm going to save you the trouble of taking me out again.
Yeah.
I think that's so much better
that is.
Than like stringing someone on.
I used to. This is so bad. This is before I had boundaries.
Good.
And I still don't have boundaries. But I would go on a date and it would be terrible. Right. And
right.
then I would text the guy. Had so much fun. Can't wait to see you again. Didn't have fun. Don't want to see him again. But I felt bad.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where,
like,
is
what?
It George or Jerry who can't stop? One of them can't stop. Like, every time he's like, great, we should do this again sometime. He doesn't mean it.
No, I literally, I would do that with guys and then I would end up having to go out with them again. Knowing that I didn't want to go out with them again. I just like felt.
See, I'm good at not doing that because I just get tired of going out with guys I'm not into. That's
yeah.
it. So now I don't. But like, there's a guy that literally, I finally had to end it because the guy that didn't want the, so the guy, you did the right thing. You ended it with the guy that wouldn't give you what you wanted.
And I've never done that with a guy.
But that's the
I've
right
never done
thing.
That. Yeah. And it honestly, it hurt for like a week.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a better place. I'm telling you, Kate, like I've grown so much from that experience.
Really?
That I'm like, that I feel like this had to happen.
See, and that's the thing. That's where I'm trying to get to. Because what I do is I try to end it. And then when they're like, I can't give you that, but I can give you this, I settle for less because I want to keep them. Like,
yeah.
I want to keep a piece of them.
You just don't want to be alone.
I have a hard time being. No, I don't mind being alone. But if there's someone that I am really into, part of my brain is like, well, maybe sacrificing a little is better than
not having
this person at all.
Yeah.
But then what ends up happening is like, I, even though I say that, I keep trying to get them to really be with me anyway. So in the end, I end up driving them away.
Because you work too hard.
Yeah, but like the problem is guys will never put closure on a situation where they can keep getting laid. They won't do it. If they know you might keep fucking them, even if it's once a month, even if it's 6 months from now, they won't say, I don't want to see you anymore. They won't do it.
Dudes have no standards.
That's not true.
Most guys, you see the girls like they just hook up with. Like, okay, my roommate, I'm not going to say his name.
Right.
But just the girls he brings home and he knows he's not into them. He knows that they're annoying or like, women, if a guy is annoying and stupid and boring to be around, we're not going to sleep with you.
That's true.
Guys will, they'll sleep with the girl.
Well, of
that's
course.
It. That's annoying
that's
and nagging.
They don't have
like,
the options we have. You're a hot girl. You can fuck anybody you want.
Why is that gross to me, though? I don't know why that's just like.
See, I get it because I know guys are like trying so hard to get laid that like I kind of. I don't know. Maybe it's because of my age now and I'm so horny all the time that there's part of me that's like, I won't lie. Like, I never used to hook up with randoms ever, ever, ever.
Now
I would
do.
Never hook up on the road. Not, quote, randoms, but definitely now, like, if I'm on the road and I meet a really hot guy and I haven't hooked up in a while, I consider it at least.
Yeah.
I used to not even consider it.
Every time I go on the road, I meet a guy, like, more often than not, for real, like, a guy that's, like, so dope. Like a guy I would like.
Always.
That a guy I would like for sure date slash marry maybe. Like the coolest guys.
Every guy that I talk to that I'm like...
And I still keep in touch with them.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Every guy I talk to that I'm like so into never lives in LA.
Never lives in LA.
They're always somewhere else. And I'm like, great, this is never going never to
Nashville, New York, Austin.
I want to do what the male comics do. And I want to have a guy in every city so that when I go there, I have like a boyfriend in town.
Girl.
Why don't we do that? I never do that. And I'm so bored on the road. I could have like a boy. If you want to be my boyfriend in any town.
Any town.
Hit me up.
You're going to get like DMs are flooding right now.
Can I tell you the new thing that I started doing that I think you should do because it's really helped my life?
Kegels.
I think it's illegal though.
Kegels.
Yeah, that too. I've been lifting weights with my vagina. No, I got an app on my phone. Okay. I have a bad habit of letting guys be shitty to me. And then I get mad at them for a while and I don't talk to them for like a week or two. But then eventually I start being like, maybe he wasn't that bad. Maybe I overreacted. The sex was good. The cuddle was good. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Right. And I end up reaching out. So what I started doing is I downloaded an app on my phone that records phone calls.
What?
So when I talk to them
and we fight.
And they're a total dick, and they're like, fuck you. Like, a guy the other day told me, hey, you need to back the fuck off if you ever want any shot with me. He said that to me.
On the phone?
Yeah. I have it recorded, so I made it the ringtone for him if he texts me ever again.
That's brilliant. But I also don't know what's crazier, the fact that you're recording a phone call or the fact that you're having a phone call. Who talks on the phone?
Well, I mean, it's like,
everybody texts.
I know, but if you're arguing with someone, you talk to them on the phone, don't you?
Is this the guy that you were telling me about like a month ago?
I'm not sure.
Same dude?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can't keep your dick straight, girl.
It probably is.
So
if it's someone I shouldn't have been dating.
When it texts, you hear him yelling
now
at
if
you.
He texts, it'll say, you need to back the fuck off. That's the text message now.
You're just like, you look like a crazy person. If he's just like texting you nonstop, you need to back the fuck off. That's all you hear over and over.
But honestly, it's helping me now.
That's funny.
Because now anytime that I'm like, oh, maybe he was sweet, I can listen to that and be like, nope, he's a dick. Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get the app. The only problem is it records every phone call.
Every single one.
So now I have like every phone call recorded. So I have to go through and delete them all the time. They take a lot of memory up in my phone.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
How sad is my life?
I feel like every time I talk to you, you're like, I have this app for you. You like always have these apps.
What was the last one?
Some dating.
Are you dating?
Some dating app.
Raya?
They did not accept me.
Oh, fuck it. That app sucks.
I'm not famous enough to be on Raya.
It sucks. Yeah, you are. It sucks anyway. Everyone I meet on there is a skateboarder.
What?
Yeah, I had a guy show up at a date.
No, I thought it was a celebrity dating app.
Yeah, professional skaters count. And DJs?
No.
Yes.
No.
It's all DJs and skateboarders and tattoo artists.
I can't with DJs.
No, I don't want to date a DJ.
Cool. You can press a button.
Wait.
On your computer.
Some DJs are legit. Like, I recently learned that some DJs actually compose their own music.
Which ones?
I don't know. I don't remember. Someone taught, a DJ taught me.
I don't buy it.
I don't know. I was a little high. I could be mistaken. Anyway, so Dana, what dating apps are you dating? So are you dating anyone then? Or are you taking a break now that that douchebag guy went to be with someone?
You know what? I took a break for like 3 months. Hold on. One was March. Oh my God. I needed to not date.
Yeah.
I needed to focus on myself.
I did that.
Because I feel like I'm always like seeking.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to just validate myself. I'm always seeking outside validation. It's like I'm like playing this like weird scenario in my past where I'm like trying to like every guy I date is a different version of my father.
Oh, mine too.
Literally, like I love alcoholics.
Have you ever been laying in bed with a guy? I was laying in bed with a guy who you know, who I dated, who you thought I would marry. And
oh, I want to know.
You know, he's a comic, and I was laying in,
yes.
I was laying in bed with
yes.
him one time,
no,
and I literally looked over
and farted.
Thought to myself,
that would have been a great story.
That was the end. No, I literally looked at him and thought to myself, oh my God. Like, I had this moment where I literally was like this. I had a deja vu moment of when I was a kid laying in bed with my dad. Like, I was like, he is my father. He looks like my father. Oh. He smelled like my father. Everything about, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking my father.
Yeah, fucked up.
I almost threw up. I was like so sick to my stomach.
See, I like that though. That's what's weird about me. Like, I was cuddling with a guy and he... But I was putting my head on his chest. That's how I used to lie with my dad.
And you're like, daddy.
And I was like, well, we weren't having sex. Maybe it's not that weird.
Oh.
But we have hooked up. There was a romantic thing. And I was lying there and I was like, this is so soothing and comforting. And I had that memory. And then I was just like, I like this.
Oh my God. So every
weird.
Guy I fall
it's weird.
Every guy I fall crazy in love with is my father. Well, there's
is
a
your
book.
Dad.
There's a book called Women Who Love Too Much that I read, and it's literally, it says in this book, it's about girls that come from like broken homes or have like daddy issues.
Oh yeah.
And it says in this book,
so all girls.
All women. Yeah. It says in this book, if you meet a guy and you're instantly like insanely attracted to him, like you just have that immediate chemistry, that immediate spark, and you want to fuck him, he's probably some version of your
yes.
father, and you should run. The book says you should, like, if you meet
if you
someone
feel
like that
way.
You should run the other way from that person.
Wow.
Which is depressing, because that's exactly what I look for in a relationship,
right?
I want that instant heat.
It's like fire,
right? It's
like
the
crazy
best.
chemistry, and you're just like, you just get lost in them, and time disappears. It's like the best feeling. But then it's like high. It's like a drug.
Right.
Right.
You
it's
get
like
hooked.
A high, high, and a low, low. The lows are low.
I have a question. I wish someone would call and answer this. We need a guy here, because I want to know when guys, because when I have that kind of chemistry with a guy, that is when I catch feelings very quickly. Even if they suck, even if they're dicks, I confuse that chemistry with like, I create things we have in common. I like create scenarios where like we could date even though we probably shouldn't.
Every guy I start dating, I am already like envisioning the wedding and like how he's going to raise my children. And I don't even know if I want children.
Are you serious? I definitely don't want a wedding.
I envision our life together and our future. And literally we haven't even been on one date.
Like, are you serious?
I swear to God.
Every guy or guy?
Every guy that what you just mentioned. You know when you that like spark when you like meet someone and you just instantly are like, I'm into you.
Have you ever seen Kat Reinhart? You know Kat Reinhart, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen her show, My Super Overactive Imagination? It's like a web show, but it's really funny. You ever seen it?
No.
It's literally about this. Every episode, she goes on a date with a guy, and it basically goes into a dream sequence of her imagining what her whole life would be like if she was with this guy. Yeah, but then it cuts back to the reality of the date, and it's usually awful.
Yeah.
It's usually like, you know, the guy hates her or she gets wasted and does something embarrassing. It's always like she ruins it, but it's really funny.
In real life, though, I mean, like,
That's what
the
happens?
Reality. Like I make it way more better in my head than it actually is.
I mean, but my question is, do you think when the guy has that chemistry with you, like, do you think when the sex is... Aaron, you're here. Can I ask you a question? Aaron's my producer. You're going to have to answer a question. But as a guy, if you have that crazy chemistry with a girl the first time you hook up, like, do you catch feelings the way women do?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Is that normal, you think, for most guys?
Probably not.
Oh, so you're just, it's because you're sensitive soul.
Fella. Are you an empath?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you are.
You can feel on a deeper level.
I don't know.
You feel people's feelings.
So basically, like, you, because you're a nice guy, but for like most guys, probably not.
Not anyone you probably meet in Hollywood. That's just.
Not the guys I'm fucking, because you know who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you married?
I'm going to be in 3 weeks.
Knew it. I got married vibes instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I'm good. I knew it.
Thank you for that. We're running out of time, but I want to tell you.
Did we talk about everything you wanted to talk about?
I want to tell you a funny thing that happened okay, you tell me what you think of this. You Periscope, right?
Yeah.
So check this out. So I'm in Philly doing a show with another comic. I'm not going to say his name on here, even though it's not hard to find.
But just look at her Instagram and see who she posted in Philly with.
So after the show, we're in the hotel room hanging out, right? And I turn on Periscope. We start Periscoping. And this guy on my Periscope starts bragging about how last month he banged 12 girls in 1 month, or 15, some crazy, 15 girls in 1 month.
I'm sure he's lying.
He probably was lying, but that's what he says, right? Yeah. And then he starts talking about how he never changes his bed sheets between girls because he...
this is so gross.
I know, because he's like, he goes, when I look at my bed sheets and I see the different strands of hair from the different girls, I feel proud. Like, it turns me on. He says all this...
He sounds like he has nothing else going for him in his life.
He does. He's like a pretty good catch on this, buddy. He says all this shit, okay? And then he also says that his dick's been burning, but he thinks it's just because he's been drinking too much orange juice.
Kate, I think this may be your soulmate. I think this guy's the one for you.
So wait, he says all this on Periscope, and, you know, that's that, and I forget about it. This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Fast forward to yesterday. This dude starts blowing up my phone. Kate, you got to delete that Periscope. The girl I'm dating saw it. She thinks I'm a total pile of shit now. She heard me talking about all these girls I fucked and how my dick is on fire.
He's just typing it in. Right?
Well,
yeah.
Well, he's texting me this, right? He's texting me that I got to delete the Periscope because all this happened. His girl saw the Periscope and she's like freaking out, right?
Oh my God.
I guess she was out to lunch with her parents. This is the best. And she's talking about this guy she's been dating. She's like, oh, he's a comedian. I'll look him up and see what he's done.
No.
And she pulls him up on YouTube, and somebody has been taking my Periscopes and putting them on YouTube. So it's on YouTube. So I can't even delete it for him. Like, it's out there. And she watches this. And then he
By the way, this whole time you're telling me the story, I thought it was a guy in the chat, and now I'm realizing it was the comedian.
No,
that you were with.
It was the guy that was with me in Philly.
Oh, I thought it was
this.
Just some random person typing this in.
No, this is my friend.
What?
Yes.
Now I'm getting the story.
Yeah, this is my friend. He says
I
all
know
this
who
shit.
He is. I
yes.
know who he is.
Yes. So he's so pissed at me. She's like, Kate, we got to make another Periscope.
Why would he say that?
He's mad at me. I'm like, dude, it's not my fault. You say that shit on social media. How can you blame me if somebody... I go, 5,000 people were watching. I can't help it if someone took it and posted
girls?
It.
15 girls?
That's not the most disturbing part. The bed sheets is the most
the
disturbing.
The bed sheets. The pubic hair. Being proud?
My dick's on fire from drinking too much orange juice.
And now I know who this is. The whole time I was like, oh, it's just some random guy.
Well, here's the thing. To give him credit, I just want to say, in case this girl is watching, the minute I turned off the Periscope, I was like, that was so funny. And he's like, oh, I made a lot of that up because I knew it was funny. He admitted right there in the moment it wasn't all true. But to his girl, she doesn't know. And now it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. So she showed her parents.
Yeah,
and
at
they
lunch.
See him saying this.
Right.
God.
So the lesson is to know that anything
can I make
you
fun of
say
him?
In person, yeah, not here. So you know, I know people can figure it out, but
wait,
like
sorry, I never told you. I never told you. What's the lesson? What's the lesson?
The lesson is don't say anything on any social media that you would not want your significant other to find out about. Don't tweet it. Don't Facebook it. Don't Instagram it unless they get you really well. Like, they get that you're, like, joking because he's like, dude, you just lost me my girl. Like, he's so mad at me. He texts her. He goes, hey, your birthday's this week. I want to take you out for a nice dinner. She goes, why don't you hit up one of the other 15 chicks you banged?
Okay, it's not your fault. You didn't. He said those things.
I know, but I feel a little
and
bad.
You're recording it.
Like, it was on Periscope.
Because I know
it.
When Josh and I record dumb shit together, he's always not dumb shit. When we're recording, you know, whatever, he's saying dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like he's like, you know, I come quick and I take my cum and I wipe it on the bedstand. It's like,
that's what everybody says.
Yeah, right. I mean. There could be some truth to it, but I'm sure he's exaggerating it, which is that's what this guy was doing.
Yeah, he was exaggerating to be funny. And, you know, obviously, oh, my dad's calling. It's
Doug.
Great. Should have answered on the air.
Crap. I almost said his name. Sorry.
It's fine. But anyway, so yeah, we all say shit that, you know, I think is exaggerated on stage. I just got into an argument last night with a guy who I've been talking to who wanted to come see me perform. And I was like, no, we haven't been talking long enough for that.
I hate when guys I'm dating want to see me perform.
Yeah. Right?
No.
No.
Don't.
Because it's different.
I don't go to your work.
Right?
Hey, let me watch you edit this video. No.
But also, like, I don't know about you, but I say shit on stage that, like, I don't mind a stranger knowing, but it's really embarrassing and personal, and I don't really need you to hear it for the first time on stage.
Yes.
I'd rather hear it eventually from me.
Yeah, it's such a weird, I don't know how guys are, like, because that's how male comics get chicks. They invite them to their shows, and they're just like, they don't even know them. They're just, like, meeting them. I know guys that are just like, yeah, meet me at the club. I have a set, and then we'll hang out. And it's like, this is, I could never do that. Could you ever be like, yo, this guy's hot. Come see me perform.
It has the opposite effect for us. They see you on stage being like, I'm insane. I send too many text messages. 40 guys blocked my number this year. And they're like, fuck.
Fuck this.
I'm dating that bitch.
I'm running out of here. Right?
Right. The guys go on stage. They're like, this chick I banged last night. All the girls are like, ooh, maybe I'll be next. Like, it's not the same. Yeah.
Or I feel like being a comic, a female comic, it's so, I hate to say female, but whatever. It's like, it's kind of like, it's powerful to go up there and, like, make a room full of people laugh. And I think that a lot of guys get intimidated by it.
That's true. And then also, and they all, like, they all want to try it. Every guy I date who's not a comic eventually is like, I always wanted to try it. I'm like, kill me.
It's the worst.
I'm bummed that we're almost out of time because I love talking to you.
Are we out of time?
We're almost out of time. Do you have any, like, horrific date story that you want to share? Like, your worst date fail or recent date fail or worst sex? Anything awful?
Worst date fail and worst sex, I would say, was when I was, this is when I was, like, 23. This was literally the third guy I slept with.
Okay.
And granted, I was in a long-term relationship, so my number was low. And we weren't really drinking a lot. I think maybe we had, like, one beer or something. He wasn't drunk. Like, he was completely sober, and we start hooking up. And I was kind of like, I don't really want to, like, hook up with this guy, but I was like, I'm already in his room, so I might as well, like, keep going. You know, like, you know when you can't say no and you feel like...
It's almost like a pity fuck at that point. You're like, I'm
young.
Here.
I was so young. I was just like, I'm here, so, like, I don't want to, like, make him feel bad. Like, I was so stupid. Whatever. So we're making out. It's awkward. We're getting naked. We start having sex. And it actually started, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. Maybe this might be a good decision. And he was on top of me. And out of nowhere, his eyes rolled to the back of his head and turned white.
No.
And he fell on his back, off the bed, on the floor, and was just unconscious. And I was literally like, my first thought was like, I should just take my clothes and leave. Like,
did you think you killed him?
I didn't know what happened because I know that we weren't drinking heavily. Like, I know he didn't pass out from that.
I love that you're just going to leave him, by the way. What the fuck?
That was my first thought. I got so
scared. Not 911?
No, I was just
I'm leaving.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
So then literally, like, 3 minutes goes by and I'm, like, shaking him and he wakes up. And he's like, what happened? And I'm
was he breathing? Did you check?
No.
I hope I never have a medical emergency with
when
you.
I'm around. I get scared. I get scared. I could never be a nurse. I panic if there's blood in the accident. I literally go, I freeze and I go, huh.
For 3 minutes, he was unconscious.
Well, I was shaking him. I was shaking him.
For 3 minutes.
I'd say 3 minutes.
That's like a long fucking time.
And then he woke up and he was like, what? He literally said, what happened? And I was like, you passed out. And I go, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, that's been happening recently.
What?
I go, you should go to the doc. And he's like, yeah, I'll make an appointment. And so then I'm like, I think I'm gonna go.
Did you ever hear what was wrong with him? Did you ever talk to him again?
I slept with him one more time.
You did not.
Yes.
Shut up. You're like, well, that didn't. I have to at least come with this guy once. Like, he passed out before he got me off.
I wish I was making this up. This is so real. And he passed out again.
He did not. No, he did not.
Okay. No.
No.
When you say date fail, sex fail, I'm telling you a real story.
He passed out again.
Yes, but it was so. It was immediate. Like, he literally, like, penetrated me, like, twice and then passed out.
Maybe that's his thing. Maybe he passes out when the minute his dick goes in, he's like, oh, it's so good, and he passes out. Maybe he was so excited by your pussy. You literally knock guys out. Has this ever happened to you with anyone else?
What if it happened with all the guys?
What if every time your pussy's like kryptonite for Superman? He sticks his dick in and just passes the fuck out.
You know what? I've never talked about this on stage.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like it's
you have to.
I'm like, it's too real.
You have no, dude, no. I've been recently telling stories on stage that are so mortifying and so embarrassing and so, like, really, if anyone saw it, they would be like, oh, my God, I'm never dating that girl. But it is the funniest shit I've ever done. Yeah. You just have to do
That's
it.
That's the comedy.
You have to do it.
Comedy's real, but it's also, like, a part of me is like, oh, well, this guy lives in L.A. and
Who
I feel
cares?
Bad.
Oh, my God. Who is he? Is he an actor? Is he a comic?
Actor.
He's an actor?
Not a stand-up.
Successful? Is he IMDb-able?
Yeah, he's like a writer actor.
Do you ever see him on TV and you're like, oh, there's? I wonder if he passes out on camera when he's fake fucking.
I felt embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know. In that scenario, I felt embarrassed that it was...
Only a girl.
Would feel embarrassed.
A girl would like, a guy is fucking you and he passes out and you're like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, it's your fault somehow.
I know. Well, I apologize for things that aren't my fault.
So do I. That's the daddy issues. You should come with me to see the Laugh Factory therapist. It's free if you're a paid regular. At the Laugh Factory.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Looking out.
Dana, you're amazing. That was one of the best date fails of all time. I'm really honored that you shared that here for the first time.
Just keeping it real.
I really want to see who he is the minute we get off.
Yeah,
this.
I'll look it up.
Guys, please follow at Dana Moonmi on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, everywhere.
Snapchat at
Snapchat Daddy.
Dana Mooner.
Oh, do you moon a lot on the Snap?
Mooner, I don't, but Moonmi was taken. Mm. So whoever you are, give it back to me.
Yeah, fuck that. Follow me at Kate Q Funny. You guys are awesome. Thanks for watching Date Fail. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.